O mundo inteiro já não sabe o que faz. Invoca Deus, mas foca em Deus, não pensa mais. Procura guerra, fome, doença é demais. Quando o remédio para isto é paz. Certeza de viver, mas vivo sem parar até o mundo se acabar. Que culpa temos nós se não podemos entender que pro mundo melhorar os homens têm que se matar. De ajudar a melhorar este mundo todo errado, a gente tem que criticar a geração passada que não sabe aceitar o brado inconformado dos que vivem a gritar.
saber o que há de mal em mim. Parece até que eu sou tão ruim. Eu faço tudo pra te ver feliz. Que eu sou mal, você sempre me diz. Que eu sou mal, você sempre me diz. Existe algo em meu coração que eu sei que é bom e só você não vê. É um grande amor e não uma ilusão. Tudo que eu sinto por você, tudo que eu sinto por você. Mas você vive a dizer que eu lhe faço só sofrer, que eu só vou lhe dar valor quando um dia eu perder o seu amor. Mas você não sabe que da vida tudo a gente tem um pouco. Então existe algo bom em mim. Talvez esteja oculto em meu coração. Não há razão para você pensar assim. Não há razão para você pensar assim. Mas você vive a dizer que eu lhe faço só sofrer, que eu só vou lhe dar valor quando um dia eu perder o seu amor. Mas você não sabe que da vida tudo a gente tem um pouco. Então existe algo bom em mim. Talvez esteja oculto em meu coração. Não há razão para você pensar assim. Não há razão para você pensar assim. Não há razão para você pensar assim. Ah. Já nem sei se eu consigo mais viver. Longe de você eu vou chorar, eu vou sofrer. Na sua ausência é que eu pude perceber. Eu já não posso viver mais sem ter você. Senti vontade de chorar. Eu vi você partindo e o meu coração quase parou quando sentiu que a solidão ia por fim em toda a sua ilusão. Agora eu sei porque preciso de você. Sem seu amor não há razão para viver. Me dê a mão, vamos sair, vamos sonhar com o que há de bom que a vida tem para nos dar. Isso eu desejo só porque eu já estou acostumado com você. Eu já estou acostumado com você. Eu já estou acostumado com você. Com você.
Você é tão inocente, não sabe o que é o amor. Caminhando, passa pela gente, aumenta até o calor. Fico tonto, faço zigue-zague, bato sem querer numa pedra que lá na calçada eu não pude ver. Mas você não sabe do feitiço que há no seu olhar. Mas eu sei que há em tudo isso tudo que há sonhar. Um artista que procura o belo já tentou achar. Você é tão linda, 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 que até me faz mal. Pare, 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 ora essa, isso já é demais. Pare, 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 ora essa, não aguento mais. Não deviam deixar gente linda andar por aí. Nada que a turma que está certa não pode sair. Exibir um rosto tão famoso e assim provocar um amor que queima como fogo, sempre a torturar. Pare, 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 era essa, isso já é demais. Pare, 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 era essa, não aguento mais. Pare, pare, olha essa, isso já é demais. Pare, 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 olha essa, não aguento mais. Se um dia eu for presidente, faço uma lei. Gente puta que procura a gente, não pode sair. Andar sozinha pela rua, eu vou proibir. Assim eu nunca mais terei problemas de poder sair. Pare, 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 olha essa, isso já é demais. Pare, 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 olha essa, não aguento mais.
Listen, you Dutch, you people, nether people in your low, low lands. In your nether world, you underworld. Low people, under people, nether underworld, you are nothing to me. Hollander! Dutch, Holland, fuck you! Go to hell! Sorry, that was a joke, Hollanders. Dutch, I love you, especially Amsterdam, the red light district. I went to a Russian blonde whore and she gave me such a nice time, that is why I have Melania, Melania! I buy anything, even the whore Melania, Melania.
Oh, Donald!
If you want good art, buy work from Hugo Cogman. It is brilliant and worth the money. What? You don't believe me, huh? Well, I really like his Delft blue.
Da-da-dee-da-delft. Delft blue dee doo dee doo Delft.
Jezus! Ik moet echt ontzettend nodig kakken. Uit mijn eigen reet schijten. Ik lijk bijna wel.
Godverdomme, ik moet nog ontzettend kotsen ook. Ik lijk Seth van Oekel wel. Mijn hele broek is zeiknat, ik stink naar diarree, als Melania het maar niet merkt.
Dat de schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Listen, you Dutch, you people, nether people in your low, low lands. In your netherworld, you underworld. Low people, under people, nether underworld, you are nothing to me. Hollander! Dutch, Holland, fuck you! Go to hell!
Sorry, that was a joke, Hollanders. Dutch, I love you, especially Amsterdam, the red light district.
I went to a Russian blonde whore and she gave me such a nice time, that is why I have Melania, Melania! I buy anything, even the whore Melania, Melania.
Oh, Donald!
If you want good art, buy work from Hugo Cogman. It is brilliant and worth the money. What? You don't believe me, huh? Well, I really like his Delft blue.
Da da dee da Delft. Delft blue dee doo dee doe Delft.
Jezus, ik moet echt ontzettend nodig kakken. Uit mijn eigen reet schijten. Ik lijk bijna wel.
Potverdomme, ik moet nog ontzettend kotsen ook. Ik lijk Sef van Oekel wel. Mijn hele broek is zeiknat, ik stink naar diarree. Als Melania het maar niet merkt.
Thank you. kau sudah pergi, nun jauh membawa di hati biruku derita. Di mana mu adinda? Di mana janjimu dahulu? Janji sumpah setia kita kan hidup bersama untuk selama-lamanya. Kalah saja pujaanku, aku tetap merindu. Di mana kau sudah pergi? Mungkinkah bertemu lagi? Air mataku mengalir, hatiku bertambah sedih. Walaupun di mana kau berada, namun kasih tak bernyala. Paduan jiwa tak tercipta, membara di dalam dada. Kalah juritaku, aku tetap merindu. Mana janjimu dahulu, janji sumpah setia. Kita kan hidup bersama untuk selama-lamanya. Kalah saja pujaanku, aku tetap merindu. Dimana kau sudah pergi, mungkinkah bertemu lagi? Air mataku mengalir, hatiku bertambah sedih. Walaupun di mana kau berada, namun kasih tak bernyala. Paduan jiwa tak tercipta, membara di dalam dada. Kalah juritaku, aku tetap merindu.
Voor een dag, slechts voor een dag, had ik met jou een rendezvous. En die dag, die mooie dag, behoorde heel de wereld aan ons toe. Ik had gehoopt dat het wellicht een liefde was, op het eerste zicht, maar dan nadien zweeg jij voorgoed. En ik heb jou niet meer ontmoet, maar die dag, die ene dag, dat ik bij jou een avontuur van korte duur, voor jou een spel, niet eens van tel. Maar ik weet niet hoe, wat ik ook doe, die dag blijft. Ja, voor een dag, slechts voor een dag, had ik met jou een rendezvous. En die dag, die mooie dag, behoorde heel de wereld aan ons toe. Okay. Yeah! slechts voor één dag. Ja, voor een dag, slechts voor één dag.
Sou vira-mundo virado na ronda das maravilhas, cortando a faca e facão, os desatinos da vida, gritando para assustar a coragem da inimiga, pulando para não ser preso pelas cadeias da intriga. Prefiro ter toda a vida a morte como inimiga, a ver na morte na vida minha sorte decidida. Sou vira-mundo virado pelo mundo do sertão, mas ainda viro esse mundo em festa, trabalho e pão. Virado será o mundo e vira-mundo verão. O virador disso tudo, astuto, mau e ladrão, ser virado pelo mundo que virou com certidão. Ainda viro esse mundo em festa, trabalho e pão. Em festa,
we'll let the machine get that. I am busy. A very good evening. The time is just about 7:01 p.m. You are listening to radio station WBAI 99.5 FM, WBAI.org, everywhere. And it is just about time for another exciting edition of Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. Oh, they live on for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood, but did we know?
A very, very good evening to you. Program is Off the Hook. Rob T. Firefly here with you, and I am joined by Gila.
Good evening.
And out in Skype land, we have Alex. Alex, can you hear us? Alex, can you hear us?
Can you feel us near you?
Skype land, not Skype land, signal land, whatever land it is. I'm wondering if the land can hear us. Well, while we work on that, let's see what, okay. Alex, are you with us?
I am. Ooh, I am now.
There you yes. are.
There we Jeepers. Go. Yep.
Okay. I turned you up and turned you up and turned you up, and then you blew my ears out. Okay.
Yeah, there
it's
we
a,
are. Yeah.
It's a process, this program
well,
we do.
You know, it's a celebratory evening tonight, so. Yeah.
It really is. It's, you know, it's a cultural sort of day of celebration. And Alex, I understand you're out there running around there, out there in the world somewhere. What you up to?
I am. I'm in Florida. I'm, believe it or not, I'm actually sitting in my little sister's driveway here because we've just showed up for Christmas Eve dinner here, and so I won't be able to stay the entire show with you guys, I'm sad to say, but I will hang out for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, something like that, just to see everybody off, and next week as well, I think, is New Year's Eve, and so this may be the last show of the year for me, because I will be abroad next week, and maybe I'll try to join a little bit after midnight my time, because that's I'll be in London next week. So, depending upon how things are going over the Chelsea Arts Club, I will, perhaps join. But I would anticipate being a little bit overserved as well while joining the radio next week. But I'm in Florida here, and kind of down in the Fort Myers area. As some of the listeners will probably remember, my sister called in a couple of years ago during, I think it was Hurricane Ian, right?
Oh, yes.
This place was really devastated. And I was around Sanibel Island today, where you could see still the vestiges of that devastation. But I have to say, it's being down in Florida for this particular Christmas has been somewhat emotionally raw for me, too, because this is the first time that I've been back down to Florida during Christmas, which I used to always do with my mother. Mm-hmm. And as you all will remember, my mother passed away in July of 2024. So I haven't been back down this way for Christmas since then, and got to see my stepfather a bit. And then I didn't realize, you know, how much it would affect me being back down here, but not seeing my mother. And we've been staying at this resort that we went to with her down in the Cape Coral area, so not too far from my sister, but over on the West Coast. And my mother really loved this place. We went there with her a couple of years before she got sick, and then she loved it so much that she went back with her friends. And so it was a special place for us, and we decided that we would go back there. And it's been so crazy to me because I'm in the same space that we used to be in together, but in a different time. Mm-hmm. And there's something about time and space that is, you know, that's brought back all these memories and all these emotions. That's made it a lot more resonant, I think, than just being a memory of itself. Like there's a vibration there of this particular memory, and it allows me, I think, to hold those memories a little bit closer, being in that same space, even if it's at a different time. If that makes any sense at all, I guess. But it's my way of saying it's been an emotional time for me down here, and I'm glad to see off the year with you guys for a little bit of it.
Likewise, and we definitely look forward to next week if you can join us from next year and let us know how it's all going to turn out before we get there, because again, time and space, and time wounds all heals, and as it is. Over here, New York is pretty much as you left it. I may have been to your place and started a little fire this morning, but I think it's probably under control.
That's fine with me. That'd be totally fine. I wouldn't mind if my building actually, went up in flames. As long as I'm not in it, of course, that'd be totally fine. I hear you guys are bracing for snow or something, right? I mean, it's like 85 degrees down here. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, it's definitely not 85 degrees here. I'm hearing somewhere in the area of like 4 to 5 inches of snow, I think. The band is, I think, the full storm, I think, is 8 on the high end, but not in the city. I saw someone say it's not going to be a white Christmas, but it'll be a white weekend, which I think you have to be very careful about quoting, because that could be really bad in certain contexts.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. It'll be a nice snowy early weekend, and I will say that my big plan for next week is trying to maybe go back to my office for a day. I figure, you know, do it in the slow season, and when, like, there's no school, so the trains will be a little emptier, and see how that process goes.
Yeah, and for those who might not have listened to last week's show yet, you had a bit of a medical situation which has necessitated you staying home for a while.
Yes, so. I had emergency surgery 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I did actually have my post-op follow-up with my surgeon today, who said everything is healing great and things are on the right track. So Hooray!
Excellent. And we've had some well wishes from listeners and folks, and we definitely appreciate those.
We as a group do, but I certainly do as a human being. It is.
Yes, but I appreciate them too. And, you know, this is about me.
Well, yeah, most things are. Most things are. But, no, the support I have received both from the on-air crew here and from our listeners who have wished me and us well, it's been remarkable. I was telling someone today that, yeah, we just spoke about my health last week for 15, 20 minutes. And I appreciate having all of you folks in my life. It really is a gift to have this community and to have the support of a lot of people as I'm embarking on this particular healing journey.
That's definitely something that I think comes into sharp relief for many right now. Many find this time of year nice and celebratory and everything. Many find this time of year particularly difficult to get through for a variety of reasons. But either way, the importance of finding your folks and, you know, maintaining contact with them, saying hi, checking in on folks, cannot be overstated. And I think those of us in the BAI community, in the hacker community, and just anyone out there, yeah, if there's someone you haven't called in a while, maybe give them a call, shoot them an email, text them, use some sort of messaging app. But yeah, this is a time of year for saying hi. And maybe being said hi too. And yeah, go from there. There's a lot going on in the news this week that is really of interest. PDFs.
PDFs.
I know, Alex, you probably can't stick around for too much of this story, but have you heard of this this fun little story that's been going on about certain government published documents with red actions that did not stick, as these things go?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I heard that, you know, not surprisingly, like every time there's major redactions in some kind of public release, there are crafty people that figure out how to unredact these redactions. And I didn't dig into it too much because I've been running around Florida with my family here. But would I be right, Rob and Gila, in saying that a lot of the redactions were unredacted by things like cutting and pasting into Google Docs and other things? Mm-hmm. It seems like that's been one of the most effective ways of unredacting these documents.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's not particularly like the things are being unredacted so much as they were never redacted correctly in the first place. Most people, I think, listening will know what a PDF file is. It's a form of document. You can pull it up, and it ostensibly looks the same on whatever computer, whatever device, whatever. But when the government published the latest batch of documents from the Epstein files, a lot of things were redacted. You would see black bars across the text. And to redact something in a digital text file properly, you have to do something that removes the text data. And the redactors of these files didn't always do that. They would paste a black bar over the letters, but the letters are still there. And you can't see them visually, but if you select the text and copy and paste into anything, Notepad, a text editor, whatever, you would get the text that you were supposed to not be able to see.
So let me make sure I understand.
Yes.
This is the redaction equivalent mm-hmm. of writing a mean letter in Wingdings and leaving it in Word so that whoever could just come and change the font and find out what you were saying.
That is an old school hack, and I love it. the great thing about this is that there are tools out there. There is a tool... there's a tool on GitHub published by Free Law Project, and it is known as X-Ray. That's X dash and Ray. And the use of this tool is to use it to check your PDF files to see if there are any bad redactions. Now, obviously, you're supposed to use this to double-check things you're publishing, maybe, to make sure you're not making any stupid mistakes. But if you point this at any batch of files you may have hold of, it will just as easily tell them if they have bad redactions in them. So, interesting stuff to play with there. Free Law Project on GitHub.com. And people are finding all kinds of fun stuff. People are saying, you know, There's a bit of unread action here published by on Twitter by someone called Ed Krasenstein, where a section that's been redacted says defendants are also actively obstructed law enforcement by denying investigators access to Little St. James beyond its boat dock. Defendants also attempted to conceal their criminal sex trafficking and abuse conduct by paying. And Krasenstein says this is one file in the Epstein files that was released, and you won't believe how I unredacted these redactions. I simply highlighted the text, copied it, and pasted it in a document. Why is the Trump administration hiding this stuff, and why are they so freaking incapable
of doing everything? How many other files are not really redacted?
Yeah, and that's the important thing here. They are not really redacted. This is not people breaking into anything to access this information. This is people taking the documents that the government has put out there themselves and simply highlighting text and copying and pasting from it. This is not like hacking the Gibson here. This is copying and pasting, and it is fantastic that it's working. Yes, Alex.
Well, I mean, the level of incompetence here is somewhat astounding to me. I mean, even after so many years of seeing the incompetence levels rising, kind of like the sea levels here, but what I just don't understand is that Adobe has this redaction tool mm-hmm. within the program itself, and it's specifically for redacting text, and it's really simple, and you just literally make a square, you draw a square over the text that you want to redact, and it's redacted. And it's mm-hmm. redacted because, like you said, Rob, it destroys the underlying text there, right? So that data that is underlying that text becomes unusable and unreadable. It's like corrupting that particular mm-hmm. aspect of data within that particular that field that yeah. you have drawn.
And this is
so here.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well. Here, people just assume that that redaction square is the equivalent is the same as any other black square that you could draw. So they're drawing black squares and then cutting and pasting and then redrawing those black squares around other text and assuming that it's doing the same thing as the redaction black square. But why would, I mean, you have to, in the, and to bring this back to like legal terms, right? You have this rule of superfluity, right? Or that nothing should have surplusage, right? When you're interpreting a contract, all the language is supposed to be given meaning. And you're supposed to, assume that one clause is not supposed to be surplus to another, right? So this redaction tool, people are just assuming is surplus to the square-making tool, right? That it's the same thing, right? As opposed to something else. If it's the redaction tool, you're supposed to just use the redaction tool, not draw a square. I mean, how many times do we have to do this over and over and over again? It's unbelievable.
You want to know something funny about that? We got an email from a listener who didn't sign their email, so I won't say their name, but they write, I have no clue if you'll see this in time for an upcoming show, but I've been informed via Twitter that the likely reason for the recent Epstein files redactions being easy to bypass is that it is highly possible Doge cut their Acrobat Pro subscription. And Acrobat Pro is evidently the version of Acrobat with this redaction tool that would do it correctly. So if the government agency that was handling this was not able to pay their Adobe bill because of Doge cutting their resources and ended up doing it the wrong way, this is only a theory, and they passed us some screenshots of what looked like some sort of conversation, whether this is on social media or privately, I don't know, but this was posted to Twitter, and it is people discussing, apparently, that the DOJ masters are incredibly miserly with Adobe Pro subscriptions. Which is what you need to do redactions correctly. So, as our writer notes in the email, it would be beautiful to see the scumbags at Doge get blamed for this mess. So, it might be just incompetence with the people using the tools. It might be incompetence on an organizational level, forced by current screw-uppery.
Or it could be all of the above.
It could be a bit of all of the above, yeah. So, this is truly a fascinating story. Go ahead.
Or it could just be karma. I mean, I think karma, it just might be that. That's the way to describe it, perhaps. Unbelievable. But to go back to it in the last few minutes here, that I'll hang on with mm-hmm. you guys. But has anything been revealed from these redactions that weren't actual redactions that were cut and pasted into Notepad or Google Docs or Word or whatever? I mean, have there been any major revelations so far? I mean, I think there's a lot of documents, as I understand it, to analyze.
There is a lot, and I don't know of any particular reveals, just because I haven't been able to dig that far into the story as yet.
But if there have been major revelations, they have not been massively publicly shared. Mm-hmm. The thing that I'm most reminded of, honestly, is when children learn how to play cards, mm-hmm. and children learn how to hold their cards in front of them so you can't see them, mm-hmm. and then they just flip them real fast and say, "Oh, did you see? Oh, did you see?" And no, because they turned it around for 2 seconds. Everything that has come out, people are obviously looking, they're parsing. If there have been major revelations, I don't believe they have been that publicly reported.
But, Alex, in the last minute we have with you, what do you think of any sort of responsibilities people would have with these files and publishing the information that was ostensibly not supposed to be decimated, but has been?
Oh, I think people are going to get in trouble. And it seems like this was very likely a Department of Justice screw-up, is what it sounds like to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that there was probably some kind of supervising attorney over at Maine Justice who tasked a paralegal with the responsibility of doing...
Got it. You are listening to radio station WBAI. It's 99.5 FM here in New York. WBAI.org. Everywhere, all over the place. Time is just about 7 o'clock, and it is time for another exciting edition of Off the Hook.
So I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving. Now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse. But if they could, they would. Oh, Billy Bump for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood. But Billy Bump!
A very good evening to all of you. Program is Off the Hook. Rob T. Firefly here with you, and we are back after a week off the air, and I am here joined today by Gila.
Good evening.
Let's try that again. Hi, Gila.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little better now. We'll keep working on that. And okay. Out in Signal Land, we have got Alex.
Yes, you do. I'm here.
All right. Now that we're stabilizing some levels and putting some stuff out there onto the airwaves, we were not on last week. We had planned to be on, but those plans changed, and...
It's my fault. I own it.
It's completely...
It is 100% my fault.
Utterly your fault. And I'm going to let you take the lead on telling the story, Gila, because I was there, but it is primarily your story.
So, the reason that we were not on air last week is because Emmanuel and Kyle are away on assignment, and when Emmanuel and Kyle are away on assignment, their studio is not where the show can happen. So, the show was set to run from our house, and we're excited to announce that there does not appear to be a thunderstorm in the offing tonight, as there was the last time we ran the show from here. So, Indeed. Everybody get excited about that. So we were all set to go ahead and do that from here. And then Monday night into Tuesday, I was in horrible pain and I couldn't sleep. And I was throwing up, and it was bad. And we set off for the emergency room on Tuesday afternoon. I was admitted to the hospital around 1 a.m., I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up to a room about 9 a.m., and they said, you're having emergency surgery at some point soon. You know, tell your gallbladder it's been fun. And that is what happened. I wound up having surgery first thing on Thursday morning.